On the plants. All right, I've got some good news and some bad news. Which one do you want first? Bad news?
Good news.
All right, here's the bad news. I had arranged for a lamb to be here this morning for the children's sermon. And he was so cute. I went yesterday and I looked at him and I held him. He's about 30 pounds. And I wanted to talk to you about him. And he was adorable. But guess what happened this morning? He escaped. I got a call as I was getting ready to go get him this morning. And evidently, he did not want to go with me, and so he ran to the fields and escaped, and so I had to come up with the good news. You know what the good news is? A what? I didn't hear you, Mookie, but let me get my good news. Get back, Peyton. Get back. Y'all sit down. Okay. This is my baby. It's actually my big... Y'all listen up. This is Max. You met him a long time ago. He's got some gray hair now. And you see, Jesus was called the Lamb of God. But one of the things I want you to understand is that the reason Jesus came and died is he took our place on the cross for our sins. And the Bible even calls him our substitute. Now, I want you to look at Max. He's the kindest dog. He's trying to escape. He never bites. He's friendly. He does not deserve to die, just like Jesus didn't deserve to die. But here's the thing to understand is that Jesus, y'all need to look up here. Jesus chose to die for you on the cross because he loved you. And he took the punishment that you should have received. And so when I heard that my lamb, who I called Jesus, escaped, I had to have a substitute. And so here's my new one. It's Sam. We're just going to call him, not Sam. It's Max. Sam got Max. We're going to call him Jesus because he's here. And can you imagine having to kill this dog because of my sins? He is so sweet and so kind. But that's what Easter is about. Easter is about Jesus choosing to die for us. And the reason he died for us is so we could have the forgiveness of our sins. Okay? Let's pray. Lord, I thank you for these kids, and I pray that they'd understand that you took their place on the cross, that you love them. And I just thank you so much for that. And in Easter, we celebrate the fact that you died for our sins. In Jesus' name, amen.